Shakach.
Short Rashi for the morning. A lot of really beautiful Rashis at the beginning of the second Aliyah, right before the Chet HaEgel. So the Torah says, "Vayiten al Moshe kechalato ledaber ito ba'ar Sinai shnei luchot ha'idut, luchot evan k'tuvim be'etzpa Elohim." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe the shnei luchot ha'brit. A lot of Rashis on this pasuk, but the one that stuck out to me as I was reading it, on the word kechalato. Kechalato literally means over here when he finished. When he finished giving him the teaching him the Torah and giving him the luchot, but Rashi says kechalato k'tiv. It doesn't say kechalato and it doesn't say with a vav. It says kechalato k'tiv chaser shenimsera lo Torah b'matana kechala lechatan. That he was given the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah like a kala to a chatan. Shelo haya yachol lelmod kula bizman muat kazer. Rashi makes this very cryptic comment. He says because just like Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't possibly have learned the entire Torah in 40 days, right? It takes not longer than 40 days to learn the entirety of the Torah, all of its dikdukim, all of its pratim. So it must have been given to him as a kala. We'll get back to that in a second. The second pshat is, davar acher, mak kala mitkashetet bekaf dalet kishrutin, hein ha'amurim b'sefer Yeshayahu, af tamid chacham tzarech liot baki bekaf dalet tzvarim. A simpler explanation that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mikushetet, like a kala, with 24 books. There are 24 books in Tanakh. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously wasn't given all the 24 books in the sense that he was given physically the 24 books. They weren't yet written. But the idea was, whatever ideas were in the 24 books, he had those at the time. What does this mean that he was he didn't have enough time to learn, so it was given to him as a kala? So the Siftei Chachamim, also not so clear, he says that what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have enough time, so it had to be given to him as a kinyan. In other words, he didn't actually learn it. As the Midrash points out, Moshe Rabbeinu was having trouble learning it, actually. He was kept learning it and then forgetting it, learning and then forgetting it, learning and then forgetting it, and then finally on the last day, Hashem said, "Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you the Torah as a matana, as a matnat chinam." So too, I think the idea is that when a person gets married, they don't yet know the kala, and the kala doesn't yet know the chatan so well, but they become committed, they form a relationship, and there is an acquisition over there that signifies that they're in this relationship for the good and for the long run, no matter what. Because that's the commitment that they've made, even if they don't totally yet understand each other or know each other. So the same way with the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I don't totally understand, but we're committed in a Nasa V'Nishma type of fashion." Yom Tov.